Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And I tell you what, folks, the Smith Lake event, we had Charlie Weir on. He talked a little bit about what's been going on there. But also with me today is Mark Tucker. And Mark, Kirkwood, Missouri has been pretty good for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Smith Lake tournament. You know, you and I have known each other for a lot of years. I fished a classic with you in New Orleans one time, and you went out over to Smith Lake. Very, very tough bite, but you came out and got second place.
An awesome event. The key to the whole tournament was it was similar to home lakes here in Missouri, you know, Lake of the Ozarks, Table Rock, and with the 16-inch limit, you really had to watch what you did and not catch too many over 16 inches long during practice. And fortunately, I was able the first couple days to find some fish on a football jig, a Jernigan football jig. And I was catching them anywhere from 45 to 50 foot deep. But the first day of the tournament, it had rained, and the lake starts coming up. And basically, I just moved to the bluff ends closest to the spawning pockets that I thought that was suitable for the fish to spawn. On Smith Lake, the pockets off the main river channel were very steep and not very... very good places for fish to spawn, and I'd found a bluff end next to a small cove that had some beautiful just B-sized rocks, you know, on flatter banks for them to spawn on, and I keyed right there on that bluff end. The fish were staging, waiting to move in when it warms up.
Well, you know, I guess kind of talk with me, if you can, a little bit about the fact that You had fished in 50 foot of water to catch some of these fish. Now, you know, a guy from Missouri, you're going to fish some of those deep impoundments. Did that play kind of in the equation for you?
Well, it did, because I was targeting nothing but Kentucky bass, spotted bass. And I knew that if I went shallow, I was going to eliminate my chances of catching a big spotted bass, because, you know, the spotted bass hang out. They're a little deeper. They're a little different than fishing for largemouth, and you couldn't get tempted to keep moving up shallow and try to move out deep. So I just elected to stay deep and catch the spotted bass.
Well, you know, you won $40,000 in this event, and you had big fish on a couple of days and big fish for the event. That's got to be a lot of fun for you too.
Well, it was exciting. The problem was, and it was a benefit to me that that I knew I was getting a lot of bites. The bites started deteriorating every day, and I knew that I needed to fish for two or three good bites a day would keep me in the hunt. And you just had to fish very slow. I was using 10-pound test line. I was using a quarter-ounce King Supreme Rascal jig, and I was catching most of my fish in 35 foot of water.
Well, you know, you think about going out there and knowing you might just get three bites in that 8-hour period, and you know you're really thinking about grinding them out. You know, that mindset, you really got to get yourself prepared for that, don't you?
Well, and most of the fish, you never felt them bite. All you would feel when you'd come off a 25 to 30 foot ledge. And I was parachuting the jig down. That's why I was using such light line and a light jig, because if the jig fell too fast, those spotted bass didn't want to follow it down. But if it was parachuting slow past them, they would suck it in. And you had to watch your line. You really had to hold your rod tip at 12 o'clock and shake it as it was falling, so you felt the second there was any pressure on the jig at all.
Well, you know, when you talk about that technique, you're 35 feet deep and you're throwing that light line, you got that jig on there. You know, how do you set the hook in that type of situation?
Well, you better be paying attention. And that's what I told the camera guy in the boat the last day. I said, boy, here I got a chance to say hi, Mom and Dad and my brothers. And I was afraid to look away from the line, you know. But I concentrated. I started working out back in August. Every day, and I knew that it was going to play a big role in one of these tournaments where it was going to be cold and nasty and really keep your wits about you, and that played a significant role.
Well, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. You know, you're a young man, but you've been doing this for a long time and been to the Classic a few times, and you know, you think about this is a career. A lot of people may not know what a guy goes through, but it's not always easy. And when you get to one of those nice finishes like you just had, kind of puts a little icing on the cake, doesn't it?
Well, it makes you be, you're able to regroup. And you go out there and you get a lot of confidence built up. And, you know, you get your name exposed a little bit, and that's what it takes. But the main thing is you have confidence going into the next tournament to where you think you're going to do well at every one of them after you do good.
Well, you know, you got to feel really like the confidence level has raised up. You know, it wasn't too long ago I'm driving down the interstate, and there's this pickup truck pulls up next to me as I'm driving down the interstate. You were going hunting.
Yes, sir. I seen that Ranger boat, and I thought, where in the world would they be going today? And it was nasty and cold and snowing, and you waved when you went by, and I thought, boy, I wonder where he's headed to. But actually, I do a lot of pheasant hunting and quail hunting. I have German short hair pointers, and I do that whenever I'm not fishing.
Well, right now, you know, we've got about 10 inches of ice here in the Midwest, and, you know, you guys are down there, and even though the weather was miserable down there, it's a lot better than it is up in the central part of the country.
Well, that's what my wife said when I got home. I finally brought some warm weather home with me, so I'm hoping it warms up even a little more for our Table Rock event.
Well, you've got that event, but between here and now, you've got a Gunnersville event, right?
Exactly. I've been downstairs building spinner baits and tuning things up, and I'm really looking forward to going to Gunnersville because it is an awesome fishery.
Well, you know, that kind of plays into your hand as well because a lot of those Missouri lakes have a lot of vegetation in them. Some of them have more than others, but you're going to be able to go over there and maybe fish your strengths as well.
Well, that's what I'm praying for, and it's a good lake. It's a shallow water fishing lake, and it should play a big role in what I have in store.
You know, Mark, you talked about the working out part. You know, and a couple of years ago, guys were thinking about fishing two trails, fishing FLW and BASS,
right,
and you were going to be gone for, you know, 130, 140 days. That working out part of it has got to really, I mean, it adds to the mental aspect, doesn't it?
Well, I almost went professional bodybuilder before I went into professional bass fishing. I trained for about 13 years, and when I made my first classic, I quit working out. And back in August, I started working out again every day. And I've fished three BASS tournaments since I started working out, and I've got 2 second places. So it did something, and it kind of got me back to my roots. When I first started, I did very well, and made the classic my first 2 years, and rookie of the year my first year. So, you know, plus it gives you a little time to think about what you have to, you know, accomplish in the next tournament while I'm training.
Well, there's not going to be any fish whip you either, right?
Pardon me?
There won't be any bass
whip
you.
No, unfortunately, I think I overdid it this past week. I broke two off on the hook set, and I thought, dadgummit, you know, I shouldn't have did so many bicep curls, you know.
Well, you know, you got that great start. You know, you've had a, you know, getting going here, ready for the Bassmaster Classic, of course. And, you know, it's got to be really exciting now that you know you're back in the hunt again.
Well, it is, but, you know, there's still a long ways to go, and I want to win, and you know, making the Classic's great too, but I want to win one of these tournaments, and that's all I can think about, and I try to fish so hard to do that, and hopefully we can get that ironed out.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. You did it perfect.